It's an issue of concern for rural areas across the state. How do locals get good food when the produce shipped up from the lower 48 is often so expensive and not so fresh? For some people, the answer is to cultivate a garden. For others, it's about providing education. That's some of what attendees talked about at an open forum last week, hosted by the Kodiak Area Native Association. KMXT's Kayla DeRoche dropped by to listen in.
If you guys have ideas and you've seen it work somewhere else too, let me know so I can harass them.
Alaska Pacific University professor Rachel Miller facilitates the forum. Joining her are community members, gardeners, and local food fans. They brainstorm, split up into groups, and share their thoughts. Jane Eisman brings up the disregard for food's value and talks about the food waste she's observed. She says she's watched high schoolers chuck food into the garbage at lunch.
And I just see this as a cultural issue, maybe in parts of the United States where food is just something you got to have and you put it in your mouth and you swallow it as quick as possible and taste be damned. It's just, it's got to be fast, it's got to be convenient, and it's got to be, you know, there's nothing sacred about food or the sharing of food or the taste of food.
It may indicate a disconnect between consumer and grower. In Kodiak, some gardeners sell their produce at the farmers market in the summer. Canna Project coordinator Tyler Cornelis, who helped organize the forum, says the community needs to put control back into their hands.
You know, even if it costs a little bit more from time to time, you know, you still have to purchase locally to be able to sustain that living wage that was talked about earlier.
Other concepts people toss around are a shorter work week to make time for gardening and exchanging services and food with neighbors. Miller, who writes everything down as it comes to her, later says she, like the attendees, has a lot of ideas. She says they point to a big question.
Are we going to continue to be beholden to a transportation system to deliver food, or are we going to focus on investing resources to grow more here? That's kind of the fork in the road that we're at. My job is to develop ideas around opportunities for each of those areas and what that looks like. And that's what I'll be primarily spending the next 3 months researching.
Miller says at the end of that period, she'll release a Kodiak Region Food Sovereignty Assessment.
The goal of the report is to figure out our baseline. So where are we at? We are looking at the costs and implications of food system breakdown. So what happens if the boat doesn't come in and continues to not come in? Opportunities for food production, and people's perception of food access right now.
She says she'll publish an assessment at the end of August. I'm Kayla DeRoche.